You're listening to the 2012 SCAC Baseball Championship Preview. Today we're joined by Rhodes College head coach Jeff Kleanthis. Jeff, first of all, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today.
No problem. My pleasure.
Jeff, you come off of a pretty important conference weekend, and the last conference weekend was Suwannee, and you had some things fall the way you guys needed to draw the two seed out of the East. Just take us through your mindset as you guys begin to make another run at the SCAC Baseball Championships.
Well, going into the weekend, we knew, you know, to get to the number two seed, we had to win two more games in Millsaps. But quite honestly, it really didn't affect us either way. I think all six teams that are going to be in this tournament are tough teams. And regardless of who you play in the first round, you're going to have a tough game. And every game in the entire tournament is going to be a tough game. So I think the seeding was not that important to us. All we could do is take care of our games and do the best we can to win ball games. So,
Jeff, the Lynx currently sit at 26-13 overall heading into the SCAC Championship. Take us through over the last couple of years as you're in your ninth year. Take us through what it's been like building this program up since you've taken over the reins and you've built it up. How have you been able to do that? Just take us through that a little bit as you enter another tournament.
Well, we've been real fortunate. I've got a great coaching staff working. My assistant coach, Rob Schreier, has been amazing for us recruiting, and it's just it took a couple years to get rolling, but once we got it going, you know, I think it kind of takes care of itself a little bit. You start winning ball games, you start getting better players, you start winning more ball games, you keep getting the better player, and our facilities are you know, top-notch, and it's just been we've been real fortunate that we've been able to bring in some good players and keep winning ball games, so.
You're listening to the 2012 SCAC Baseball Championships Preview. Today we're joined by Rhodes College head coach Jeff Kleanthis. Jeff, you touched on it a little bit briefly just a minute or two ago that you really weren't too concerned, but what did you take out of this final conference season with Suwannee? How much does playing well in that final regular season conference weekend help in hopefully translating to good play at the SCAC Championship?
Well, I do think going in on a high note is always a positive thing. And so winning three games here this weekend, you know, I put the pressure on the guys, letting them know that we need to win these three games to keep ourselves in good momentum. And we're able to win the games, and now we're going into it feeling good about the way our season, you know, went. You know, we're 26-13, and the tough part is, and we're going to see two of them in the conference tournament, but we've got two teams ranked in the top 10 in the country right now in Trinity and Birmingham Southern, so it's tough. And then three of our losses came to the number one team in the country, Marietta. So, you know, we've done pretty good this year, haven't won those games against the top 10 type teams, but other than that, we've had a pretty good season, so.
Jeff, take us through some of the key players that are going to be important for the Lynx as you guys hope to make a huge run. And ultimately, I know your goal is to win the SCAC Championship. Who's going to be key for the Lynx this weekend?
All year, we've kind of won ball games primarily on our pitching staff. We've got a real, you know, nice starting rotation. We've got hitters that up and down the lineup are producing for us. You know, we don't have that type of team where one guy is the guy that everybody's scared of. We don't have that. But we have guys chipping in 1 through 9 every game. It's a different guy every game. We're, you know, our guys are just consistent. They pick each other up. So it's hard for us. I mean, other than, you know, Lyndon Pendling, our shortstop, who's obviously our top hitter right now. So that's going to help us a lot. And then Travis Perkins, our senior center fielder, is really putting together a nice season. But beyond that, we hope to pitch, make plays, keep the runs down, and score a few more than they score.
Coach, last question for you. It's a little bit off the wall, but we just passed the one-year anniversary of probably the most incredible SCAC baseball game ever played, the Rhodes' 8-7 win in 21 innings last year in the SCAC tournament. Take us through what that was like again 1 year later, and if you have any ideas of how to, because like you said, this is going to be a tough field if you guys start to go extra innings, you know, 10, 12, 15 innings. What kind of, are you guys set if you have to keep going more than that?
Well, the bottom line is that game was amazing, and it still kind of rings in everybody's minds. It's almost what you remember about that tournament. But if that happens again, it's probably going to be the same result. A team in a tough double elimination tournament cannot endure a 21-inning game. It just kills your pitching staff. So if we get into that again by about the 12th or 13th inning, I will let them score, we'll lose the game, and we'll move on to the next game, because it's just I don't think anybody realizes how much that affects you, you know, going forward in the tournament when you're playing 21 innings and, you know, you're using one of your closers for 11 and another closer for 5. It just really decimates your bullpen. So let's hope that doesn't happen again. Or if it does, let it happen to somebody else.
Rhodes College head coach Jeff Kleanthis and his Lynx open up the 2012 SCAC Baseball Championship, drawing the 2 seed out of the West, Hendricks. They'll be playing at 3:30 Central on Thursday, April 26th. Coach, congratulations on advancing this far, and best of luck, and also best of luck as far as avoiding those long extra inning games.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jeff, for everything you guys do over there.